So let me know if this has happened to you. You come home after a busy day and you're completely worn out. Your feet hurt, your back is sore, and your brain can't think straight. You take off your jacket with the intention of hanging it in the hall closet, but gravity is feeling a little extra strong today, so the jacket slides off the hanger and lands on the floor. You could pick the jacket up, but you need a moment to ready yourself. And it's in that moment when something shows up to remind us that we're not alone. Because without warning, and without us even noticing, our pets sneak up and sit on that jacket. These fuzzy and scaly super spies will sit on anything that falls onto the floor. A stray jacket becomes a new bed. A shirt that didn't make it into the laundry basket becomes their new lounge. In fact, anything that lands on the floor, from bubble wrap to a vinyl raincoat to a new couch cushion, everything becomes a pet's new throne. Our pets know what we don't want them to sit on. So that's exactly what they do. They curl up on it, they fall asleep, and they look downright adorable. We want them to move, but we feel bad, so we leave them there on that jacket or shirt or cushion. And we just watch them, wondering when we got so gullible. Now, I'm pretty sure the disciples, in our reading from the Gospel according to Mark today, didn't think Jesus looked super adorable as he slept on that cushion in the boat. But they probably did wonder when they got so gullible. They were in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, a shallow lake that several of the disciples had fished in for years. They knew this lake, and they knew how quickly storms showed up. Once the weather started to shift, the disciples knew the threat that was coming. These followers of Jesus looked at the storm around them, knowing it was too late to turn back. So they looked at the boat itself, hoping it was strong enough to last. But their boat was small, the size of a large canoe, and the waves started flooding it. They realized how much trouble they were in. And it's then when they see Jesus still asleep on that cushion. The disciples looked around and knew exactly the terror they were getting into. But in that same very moment, they looked at Jesus and they were confused. Here was their teacher, their rabbi, who could cast out demons, who cured the sick and made someone's withered hand brand new. This Jesus had spent the last few chapters preaching, teaching, healing, and inviting different kinds of people from different kinds of nations to cross their borders to see him. The disciples had seen him, Jesus, do amazing things and watched him bring new life to those society wanted to keep separated and locked away. Jesus, as he was God's love lived out loud. Yet in this moment, as the storm raged, Jesus slept. And I bet the disciples probably wondered why they followed him. We, like those first followers of Jesus, rarely imagine him to be a heavy sleeper. When trouble shows up, we want Jesus to be ready. We hope and sometimes expect Jesus to see our need and for Jesus to fix us right away. So when the storm comes, we want Jesus to be awake, like a well-trained service dog, ready to respond. When we are in need, we don't want Jesus to be asleep on a cushion. But if we're honest, there are times in our lives when Jesus napping on a cushion is exactly where we want him to be. Before the storm came, we have no hint in Scripture that the disciples minded that Jesus was asleep. They were busy sailing their ships, rigging their sails, rowing the oars, and they had no problem with a Jesus snoring the evening away. As long as their journey was going the way they expected, as long as they were traveling on the path they found comfortable, as long as they thought Jesus wasn't needed right away, the disciples were fine living as if Jesus wasn't really there. Sure, Jesus was literally in the boat with him, but he was quiet, in the background, and he wasn't causing any fuss. Jesus wasn't in their way. So before the storm, he was the easy kind of Jesus to get along with, because his nap-induced silence seemed to affirm the status quo they were living in. When our life is going well, or even when it's just okay, when our challenges are real, but they don't confront a deep part of who we are, Jesus asleep on the cushion is the kind of Jesus we expect we need. It's a Jesus we assume we already know. It's a Jesus we want to stay quiet. And we want him to keep sleeping until the storm finally comes. So I can understand at a gut level why the first thing out of the disciples' mouth is, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" They didn't ask for help. They didn't ask to be saved. They simply wondered why Jesus didn't care. I don't know many people who haven't asked this same question. And that question might be the most human and faithful question we can ever ask. When our heart breaks, when our strength fails, and when we notice the evil that surrounds us, asking if Jesus is asleep on a cushion is the most normal thing we can possibly do. We want him to act. We want him to show up. We want him to make his presence known. And we think deep in our gut that we know exactly what Jesus' action will look like. But the reality is, we don't know. And the disciples had no idea either. Scripture doesn't tell us what the disciples thought Jesus might do, but we know, based on their last question, that the calming of the storm wasn't on their mind. Jesus slept because he trusted something the disciples didn't. He knew that every single disciple and every person on those boats had Jesus right there with them. In the moments when we feel like we don't need him, Jesus is there. And in those moments when we do, Jesus is there too. Having Jesus in our life doesn't mean that we won't face storms. And it doesn't mean that the waves that hit us won't swamp whatever ship we're in. But when we have Jesus, when he comes to us in our baptism, when we meet him at the communion table, and when he shows up as we gather in his name, when we have Jesus, We have a Savior who is with us 24/7. And this means that Jesus makes a difference in every moment of our lives. When Jesus, after he calmed the storm, asked the disciples, "Have you still no faith?" Jesus wasn't asking them about what they think or what they believe. Instead, he asked them if they had trust. And like a pet who shows up, uninvited and unannounced, to make their presence known by sitting on a jacket we didn't hang up, Jesus is always with us, and he invites us to trust that. No matter what, he will always show up, and he will carry us through. Amen.